Good morning. I'm Steve Bakken. It is What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennon is detained today. A very sad occasion at a friend of ours' funeral this morning. So we will be flying solo today. It's the show where we ask the question, what's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to drop us an email. And if you'd like to get a hold of us via Facebook or Twitter, you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am Steve Bakken. Scott Hennon not with us today, but he'll be back again tomorrow. On the topics today, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley, who's calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over an Attorney General Wayne Stanjum's ruling on open records. On deleted emails, also at 10:30, is football under attack? Do you think football is under attack right now with what's going on in the health system? It's been called the wussification of what has become America's pastime with the NFL. But is money the reason that it's not safer? That could be a legitimate question. We'll talk with Daniel Flynn, author of The War on Football, Saving America's Game, at 10:30 this morning. So is it too violent? You know, you can weigh in on that. If you'd like to leave us an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press number 1, and that'll get you to the show if you'd like to leave an off-air comment. Getting back to Roscoe Striley coming up a little bit later in the bottom of the hour, where Attorney General Wayne Stanjum made a ruling. It may forever be a mystery on how the 40,000-plus emails were deleted from North Dakota State University President Dean Brashani's account earlier this year, but in an opinion released on Friday, Attorney General Wayne Stanjum said the North Dakota University System Office violated state open records laws by not coming forward with their cache of Brashani's deleted emails earlier, but said he can't determine how and when they were deleted in the first place. School officials have maintained for months that the president's emails were wiped by a new auto-purge feature on the school's email system. Staff of the North Dakota University System Office, which oversees NDSU and the state's 10 other public universities and colleges, say they were purposely deleted before an open records request, as some state lawmakers have suggested. The Attorney General dinged the University System Office for not immediately obtaining backup files, which he said could have helped determine how emails were deleted sometime in the 2 weeks leading up to an open records request for Brashani's email. Dirty politics, dirty pool. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Do you think those deleted emails were deleted intentionally? And if they were, what do you think the ramifications? The Attorney General's opinion on Friday, is it just a question of going through the motions, or is it a legitimate slap on the wrist, or should there be more? What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, for me, the biggest question is, do we know enough about the situation? And that goes back to the question of higher education. Is higher education in North Dakota out of control? And we'll be discussing that with Roscoe Striley coming up at the bottom of the hour. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the higher education system in North Dakota needs to be overhauled? Of course, with the ousting of the former chairman of the higher education, did it send a message? And I'm wondering if it sent the wrong message, because when he was ousted due to the fact that people did not like his administrative style, did that send the message that higher education now had carte blanche to continue with the quote-unquote, as some people like to call it, the good old boy network of higher education here in the state of North Dakota? And I think that's a legitimate question. Also, what are your thoughts on Iran? Iran has a nuclear deal. The U.S. and Western allies agree on Iran's nuclear program 6-month freeze, but enrichment issues remain. This is a very, very bad deal. That according to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here's what Iran gets out of this deal. $3 billion in cash, it's been locked up, $9.6 billion in gold, $5-plus billion in petrochemicals, $1.3 billion in automobiles, enriched uranium for one bomb, 3,000 new centrifuges, one plutonium reactor. What we get out of this deal? Zero centrifuges dismantled, 0 ounces uranium shipped out, 0 facilities closed, no delay on plutonium reactor, no stop in missile testing, no stop in terrorism, no stop in human rights abuses. Did the U.S. cave? And I'm wondering why this administration catering to the number one global terror threat. Number one, Iran by far is the number one threat for global terror. And we just made a deal with them and sold our best ally under the bus. What are your thoughts on that with Israel? Not our best friend, but our best ally in the region. What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sabrina in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, I'm just calling about the NDSU email stuff that broke over the weekend, and I'm wondering, just given the recent drama that we went through with Hav Shirvani and UND and various charges of violating open meeting rules and all of that, I mean, certainly this requires some additional digging and some, some measures taken, because if you're going to drag Hav Shirvani through the ringer for stuff, you got to drag the same, got to put the NDSU guy through the same thing.
But do you think that dragging Shirvani and booting Shirvani out because you didn't like the way he administered, do you think that that empowered higher education?
Yeah.
Do you think that gave him a sense that we're doing things the right way?
No, I don't think what happened to Hav Shirvani was the right thing at all. I think you don't boot people out because you don't like their management style. I mean, Lord knows my employees could get rid of me for that. But the real issue is the board and various and the students also claim that he violated open rules. I'm just saying that if we let this at this email stuff at NDSU go and just kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, say, oh, well, it was accidentally deleted, big deal, we don't need to worry about it, I think it just sends a really bad message to North Dakota in general and bad message about the state to the rest of the country that, you know, well, if you're one of us, it's okay, we'll give you a buy, it's not a big deal, you know, oh, boy, it was an accident, somebody set the wrong thing on the computer. When in reality, it's pretty serious, and, you know, it really just makes us look bad, and it makes the whole... puts the whole education system, I think, under a microscope, and these guys did it to themselves.
Question, do you think the open records laws were abused here?
I think they're used as a cudgel. I think if you don't like somebody, the easiest thing is to say you abused open meeting laws, because then it puts the person you're accusing on the defensive, because then they have to go through all sorts of stuff to show that, no, in fact, we did the right thing, the content of these emails doesn't qualify, and it takes the pressure off, you know, it changes the focus of the conversation. So if you don't like Hav Shirvani's style or the NDSU guy's style, you can say, well, he violated open rules, and now we're in a discussion about whether he violated open rules or not, whether... We're completely off topic, which was, is he the best president we have? Is he the best chancellor? Do we agree with what he's doing? Do we agree with the direction he's trying to take the university? Do we, you know, it becomes a personal thing rather than an issue thing.
Well, I think that was the problem with Shirvani as well. It turned into a personal issue rather than just a question of just his style. He was brought in because he was asked to affect change.
Right.
He was affecting change, and people just didn't like the way he was affecting change. So,
or what he was doing.
Yeah. So
as far as I can tell, he was brought in to do exactly what he was doing exactly what he was brought in to do, which was change the system, make it more rigorous, make it more accountable to the students, support the students, change the quality of the education we were delivering to our students and providing our students. And as soon as he stepped in and said, oh, well, you know, this is going to change and that's going to change, everybody was like, not so fast. We don't like your style. Nothing about what he was trying to do.
Well, it's not about style points. It's about what's best for the students here in North Dakota in higher education.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying, is that by focusing on open rules or open meeting rules and focusing on style, you change the conversation from what are the policies that he was trying to enact or being enacted to help students. It completely took us off track, as far as I'm concerned. And the NDSU thing, the parallels to me are, if we've dragged Ham Shirvani through the ringer for that, we got rid of him. You know, as far as I can tell, nothing he was promoting or was asked to do is happening. Now the NDSU president is missing 40,000 emails. I mean, we're not talking 5 or 6. We're talking 40,000 emails. And open rules, the question about open meetings rules being violated.
Sabrina, we're up against the break. Thanks for your phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can weigh in. It's What's On Your Mind. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. Scott off today, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can weigh on any of our topics and what we're looking at today, North Dakota State University giving a little slap on the wrist with Dean Bresciani and a ruling by Attorney General Wayne Stengem on Friday. What are your thoughts on that? We're going to talk with Roscoe Strile, the North Dakota State Representative at the bottom of the hour, who's calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over the Attorney General Wayne Stengem's ruling on open records rulings. What are your thoughts on the Iran nuke deal that the U.S. made over the weekend? What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can leave us a call off air, 855-200-1776. And let's go to one of those off-air calls right now.
Say, you have to admire the libertarian position about keeping out of the Middle East and let these people solve their own problems. These problems will never go away for these people. They fight one another, whether it's in Egypt, whether it's in Iraq or Iran. They're fighting one another all the time in Syria. It's a big distraction for the Democrats to go over there and try to settle these unsolvable problems. I think we should hold the Democrats' feet to the fire about Obamacare, get Heidi Heitkamp on the phone, Peterson, Franken, get these people on the phone, get their positions, whether they knew we were going to, how the Obamacare's policies are going to play out. That's what we should be emphasizing. This Middle East problems will never go away in our lifetimes. This is what the Crusades were all about, stuff like this. Thanks for your radio station. You're doing an absolutely great job.
Thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Do you think you sold, this administration sold America's safety and the safety of one of our biggest allies in Iran down the road? What are your thoughts? John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Everything we need to know is in history, and we've already lived this deal. North Korea, you know, we didn't follow up on them with the sanctions, and Pakistan, the same exact thing. The exact same thing's happening. The only reason they're talking to us right now is because the threat of the third round of sanctions were coming through, and they were making a difference. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be talking to us right now. So I don't understand. Where's Heitkamp at? Why isn't she demanding that Reid put the House bill up to put the third round of sanctions on instead of just following along with her hero, Mr. Obama? And I'm not going to take the blame away from Mr. Holden because he says nothing. He comes out, he says nothing, and he doesn't come on and co-sponsor the House bill to put the third round on. That's the only thing that's going to work, and it was working.
Well, John, I think you just threw that third round of sanctions out the window. Them wanting to move and make a deal shows that it was working.
Exactly. 100%. That's my point. But history repeats itself when we let it repeat itself, and it's doing it right now. And the same thing with Hovind on the immigration bill. History repeats itself. His phony amendment to secure the borders, that's all it was, because Reagan, the greatest president we ever had, tried that, and the Dems lied to us, and it also happened in 2006. Build a fence, it didn't happen. So why Hovind went along and allowed that bill to go through with his phony amendment, he's just as guilty as Heitkamp. They both need to go.
John, thanks for your phone call. Although I do like a lot of things our senators do, so we'll see what happens when this shakes itself out. What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you think we sold out our neighbor in Israel? What I don't understand is why we had sanctions in place that were working. Why the conciliatory attitude right now? Is there something bigger in the picture? Is there something that we don't know because of what could be happening in Afghanistan or Iraq? And there's got to be a bigger picture of why we're being more conciliatory. Conciliatory with Iran right now. Let's get back to our off-air calls, 855-200-1776. Just press 1 if you'd like to leave a comment off-air. And Congressman Kramer's got another Coffee with Kramer coming up.
Just reminding everyone in the Watson area that Coffee with Kevin Cramer will be at 9:30 today at the Frying Pan on Dakota Avenue. Hope everybody shows up.
Thanks for the phone call. So you still got it about 5 minutes to get on over there, and those events very well received. Of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer on the program, 10 o'clock hour, each and every Wednesday, as it's our opportunity to have a radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Also, if you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The biggest thing I see with the Iran nuclear deal is we've got this administration that does not look at historic friendships around the region, or we have a, if you look at it conversely, we also have a situation where I don't think we belong in the Middle East. This is our opportunity to strengthen an ally in the Middle East so that we don't have to belong there. You know, when we have Israel who's willing to stand up for or stand up against terrorism in the region, why do we have to have troops over there? All we have to do is support Israel. That's the simple solution to all this. And we were helping keep Israel, or Iran off of Israel's neck by those sanctions. Now we're being conciliatory with the number one terror threat in the world. And I don't think that's right. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Bob in Minot?
Well, I'll make this short. It seems to me if a man's given a choice between trusting the statements of Barack Obama or Benjamin Netanyahu, that's not a hard choice to make, given what we've learned.
Netanyahu says this is a bad, very, very bad deal.
Yes, and Netanyahu's right there up the street. He's had his eyes on Iran a lot longer than we have. I think this is a big mistake. And in light of Barack Obama's recent record as far as truth telling, I tend to believe Netanyahu. I trust his assessment of this matter far more than I do Barack Obama's. That's all I've got to say.
You know, the biggest thing, Bob, that I feel with this is the fact that we have an ally that's in the region that knows firsthand what the workings of that region are, and given our current state of intelligence around the globe, and especially in the Middle East, who are you going to trust more? As the American people, would you trust Israel, who's there, or would you trust our intelligence system here in the United States that is not
there?
That's
right. And to add to your point, this is the first president in my adult life, and I'm a pretty old guy, that has ever gone out of his way to alienate Israel. And he
we're up against the break. Thank you very much for your call. When we come back, Representative Roscoe Striley.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home.
And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken on K-Fire 550, AM 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Joining us on the program, North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley, Republican out of Minot, who is calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over an Attorney General Wayne Stengem's ruling on open records rulings on deleted emails that took place on Friday. Representative Stradley, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Roscoe, why is this important now to follow up with this? To me, it seems like we could close the book. We could close the book on this after the Attorney General's ruling, but is that the proper course of action that should be taken?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, typically when there's been these kind of allegations and wrongdoings, I think in the university system, what they do is they wait it out, let time by, people forget about it, and really no change ever happens. And that you can see that that's happened in pretty much every case, and I just don't think it's appropriate in this case.
With Hamshavani's ouster, do you think that there was a sense of entitlement to what some call the good old boy network of higher education?
Oh, absolutely. The last two effective chancellors we've had have been forced out. We're left with, two previous that went out that were failed ones, and now an insider who's a very good guy, but you're an insider. You're not going to change the culture by continuing to hire internals who just do the same thing over and are okay with it.
I think that's one thing the people of North Dakota forget about is prior to Shivani's ouster, there was a previous ouster. That's setting up a pattern with higher education, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's very few people that are going to apply for the chancellor job. In fact, there was very few that did from out of state this last go around, even though it was, we all knew it was just going to be, the interim was going to be made permanent interim. We're not going to attract candidates. Why would we when they try to bring in reasonable change and they're constantly forced out? Same thing with Potts. You can go down the list and nothing seems to change. The budgets go up. The enrollments are, going up, granted some places, but so are the tuition waivers, which is giving away free college.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to weigh in, we're talking with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley, who's calling for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign. Representative Striley, when you look at 400,000 emails that were deleted in the ramping up to the ouster of Shirvani. Is that just indicative of a bigger problem within higher education? Where is higher education sitting right now, and where do you think it should go?
Well, I think we've got a number of problems in with the pathways to success that Shirvani put forward and the board approved, by the way, and now is backing away, you know, in a lot of cases from some of the policies, one being the tuition waivers. I think that was a perfect blueprint, but it brought accountability, teach, you know, require more hours to be taught by the teachers, incentivize the students to take more classes. If they get over a certain number, then it was free. Now you look at, for example, NDSU's average credit load is below 13. I mean, 13 credits to me is incredibly low for an average across the whole university. And that's indicative of all of them. I mean, it's just there's very low average credit load by the students, yet we continue to build buildings.
You know, when you start looking at that average credit load, isn't that in the best interest of the university, the way the system is set up right now, because it's not set up to graduate students? That's not what they're judged on. They're, it's almost like they're mandated to keep those students in and keep collecting tuition from those students because it's turned into big business in this state.
I couldn't agree more. That's absolutely what's happening. And they're really not four-year universities. You very rarely see somebody graduate anymore in 4 years. I believe it's 22%, give or take 21% for the research institutions on the east. So that means, you know, one out of five graduates in 4 years. I mean, that's abysmal. But they're set up, I believe, to fail because they should be requiring at least 15 credit loads for a full-time student. That gets you done if you do the math.
Is there a disconnect between the board and the presidents right now, or have they somewhat, do you get the sense that they've somewhat come together and are sort of on the same page? I mean, the board brought in Shirvani with a mandate to overhaul the system. That went out the window. The presidents won that battle. What's your sense of where the board and the presidents are at right now?
I think they're just trying to stay out of the media, honestly, and trying to keep everything quiet because we've got that election coming up next year that would disband the board basically and put it on a three-person commission. So, I don't know if I support that or not. I did vote for it, but you know, you're probably going to have the same problem until we go to an elected system where they're elected people who are accountable. I mean, you're really not accountable when you're appointed, and yet you can never be basically removed.
We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Strilley. If you want to weigh in on the discussion about Dean Brashani, NDSU president, whether or not he should resign over the Attorney General Wayne Sandin's ruling or anything on higher education, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. What district are you in, Mr. Strilley?
District 3, Southeast Minot.
Southeast, yes, okay. Say, if you recall, Chapman at NDSU promoted the new business school for NDSU downtown, and that was promised to be private money. They were remodeling these big old insurance buildings, and it got up to $25-30 million. I understood that, no, the taxpayers are stuck with paying for that instead of the private money that was promised. And I believe Getz, who I thought was pathetic, I think he approved it as a privately funded project. Have you ever heard anything about who's paying for that?
No, I guess not offhand. That's something I'm not aware of, but would certainly look into. You know, there's a lot of the private money that goes in the university system. Typically, it's athletics. You know, there is a challenge fund right now going out for a 2-to-1 matching grant,
sure,
which I think is a good program, but I'm not aware of that. But
they've got a big alumni foundation, and they switched it from the campus. It was supposed to be bigger and faster and downtown Fargo, and I've heard there's some kind of lease deal that the state is stuck with paying for that, and it ran way up. And this was definitely, you know, now the University of North Dakota, they say they need a new business school building, too, now. You probably heard of that. They're completely outgrowing the Gambles building. But this was something that I'd like to see somebody take a look at and see who's paying for that building downtown Fargo. Two buildings, actually.
Sure, yeah, that's something that should be looked into, as well as other other projects across the state. Typically, these it seems to me most of the projects are over budget and delayed from what the original intent was. Sometimes it's even changed the scope of it, which the board, you know, has the authority to do. But so it's a problem when we're building many, many buildings and you watch the student actual people in seats, not online. Basically decline, which is the trend nationwide. You know, everybody likes the online platform, so why are we building hundreds of thousands of square foot classrooms, I guess is the big question I have.
Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for the phone call.
You. Thanks.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Straley. Have you gotten any sentiment from any of fellow legislators on what their take on this is? Is this a microcosm of NDSU, or is this just part of the bigger dysfunction with higher education?
No, I've talked to a few, but not many. Most honestly don't want to speak out because the presidents are, I mean, extremely powerful. There's no question about it. Look what they did to Shirvani. That was absolutely a president, in fact, a handful of them, and then some state senators and a few representatives that got that deal done to force him out. So, I mean, it's tough when you go up against presidents who everybody likes, but yet doesn't fully understand what's going on, other than the, you know, athletics is a big driver of these universities, and that's fine. I'm a fan of hockey and football and all that kind of stuff, but it's tough for people to step out because they know they're going to be criticized once they do.
And President Bresciani survived some other flaps, so is this the final straw? Why is this the final straw? What's so bad about losing 400 some emails?
Well, I think he'll absolutely survive. I don't foresee anything changing with that. I just find it, you know, they're public servants, yet they don't want to abide by the open records. And this isn't the first time that's happened in the university system. So, I mean, if they don't want to abide by the open records, they should probably get a job in the private sector then. So to me, it's just one of many. You know, you got the airplane, you've got massive tuition waivers, credit loads, building cost overruns, you know, the university putting millions of dollars to prop up the athletic department. I mean, it's a litany of things, and it's not just at one university. It's across the spectrum. Although there is many good things going on in the university system. It's not all bad. I'm certainly not saying that, but there's just been failed leadership at the top for so long, and this is what happens. You get a disbanded system. It's not a true university system. It's separate entities running themselves, basically, and that's not what we need, in my opinion.
You know, that goes back to one of the things that Shirvani was looking at, you know, and John brought it up with the business school at NDSU expanding and UND saying that they need an expansion for their business school. We do have separate universities. It doesn't seem like it's a university system anymore when we have repetition after repetition after repetition of programs. That costs a lot of money. That's very expensive to run a system like that. When we come back from the break, I want to get your take on where the university system should go and ultimately who does the blame fall on for some of the dysfunction that we have in the system. We're talking with Representative Roscoe Straley of Minot. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's in Your Mind. We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Roscoe Striley. And this portion of the program brought to you by North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. This phone call came in during the break. Question for Representative Striley.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the representative from the Minot area to ask. We had a computer problem a number of years ago in the whole university system. How did that ever come about, and how did we resolve that? I wonder if he had anything to say about that. Thank you. That's all I have right now. Keep up the good work.
Can you, Representative? Can you repeat that? Yeah, sorry. Could you repeat that computer problem with what was that?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the representatives from the Minot area to we had a computer problem a number of years ago in the whole university system. How did that ever come about, and how did we resolve that?
Okay, I guess I'm not sure specifically what you're talking about, but I know what they've been trying to do, and I've granted only been there two sessions now, is get a more unified system, that being email, you know, your user accounts, everything into a one system, and the reporting, which is extremely critical because we do have some universities that have separate email systems. We do have universities that have different ways of inputting data. So therefore, you're going to have issues with that. That was one of the pieces that Shivani was working on, too, is to try to get a single system for reporting, which would make it easier for them to provide the reporting to the legislature or through, you know, media open records requests. So I don't know specifically what you're talking about, I guess, on a computer system, but I know it's an ongoing thing. And the person that's ahead of the CIO of the university system is phenomenal. So I expect her to do some wonderful things in the next couple of years as far as bringing efficiencies through that way. And who was the former state CIO. So I think we got good leadership on the IT side there, and I would hope in the future we have a more integrated system like what Shivani was trying to push.
And in this case, as far as the computer system goes, NDSU is claiming that it was an auto-delete part of the program for the emails that caused the 400 emails to vanish in this case. And that was part of the Attorney General's statement on Friday, his ruling on Friday, was that there should have been backup files done immediately for this system. So could it have just been a computer failure? Or is that a legitimate excuse by NDSU?
No, I don't believe so at all. It's a cloud-based system through Microsoft, so I don't believe that to be the case one bit. Granted, the Attorney General didn't really weigh in too much on that, whether it was intentional or not, or whether it was auto purge, but I don't find that to be at all the truth. And they might have some auto purge features, but they certainly aren't going to auto purge 45,000 emails the day before or day after a legislator requests them. To me, I just don't find that believable.
Now, Representative, back to the question I was asking before we hit the break. Where does the blame lie on the current state of higher education in North Dakota? Does it lie with the individual universities? Because we do have that repetition of coursework throughout the state with all these different institutions. Because if you go by our population, we do have a lot of institutions in the state of North Dakota. A lot of communities very proud of those. But do we have, A, too many institutions of higher learning in North Dakota? And then, with all that repetition and what's going on in these different systems, where does that blame lie? Does it lie with the university system? Does it lie with the board? Does it lie with the individual presidents? Does it lie with the legislature?
Well, I think there's enough blame to go around. I mean, this is, you know, the system isn't completely broke down in my mind. I mean, there is a lot of good. There's no question, but where we failed, I think, is you hit it on the head, nail on the head, is there's so much duplication across the spectrum. Class numbers are wrong, you know, different, even though it's the same class. That was another Shivani initiative to try to streamline that. Another one of his was to move the remedial work to the two-year colleges, which I think is a great idea, which then that kind of leads into why aren't these kids prepared for college if we're at such large number of remedial education is needed? So, I mean, that gets into a K-12 discussion, which obviously we don't need to get into now. But I would put, you know, legislatures culpable, too. I mean, they just keep throwing money at the, you know, we're over $1 billion now for higher education. So I think there's enough blame to go around. I did think it's fixable, but now that two chancellors are pushed out, I think it's probably better just to disband the university system office and let them run their own universities at this point, because there's really no unified system. In some senses there is, but by and large, what Shirvani wanted to do is unify the system and actually make it a true university system, not powerful presidents here get these benefits from the legislature because they've got a senator in their district or something. I just find that type of politics bad.
Representative Roscoe Strilley, thanks for joining us today and discussing higher education and your call for NDSU President Dean Brashani to resign over the Attorney General's ruling on open records on Friday. More when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.